Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Well, welcome back to part two of five fast and furious ways to sell more and sell better. Today, we're going to talk about the 10 people at your funeral, the arsonist in your life, and the importance of sales gratitude. Well, if you missed the first two, that was Be Easy and The Vital Few versus The Minor Many. Feel free to go back to the previous blog article or podcast and listen to that. Well, today let's talk about the 10 people at your funeral. It's often quoted on the internet, so it must be true that on average, 10 people attend a funeral. Of those 10, only half will go to the graveside service, and their decision will be determined mostly by the weather. So if you get buried on a cold, rainy day, it might just be you there. Now here's my point. Quit worrying so much about what others think of you. Quit worrying about making mistakes. In sales, we fear too many unrealized outcomes. The fear of looking incompetent, the fear of being too salesy or pushy, the fear of making a mistake, or the dreaded fear of failure. Again, my point is that nobody cares. They are too focused on their own lives. So jump in and just do it already. Turn down that driveway and just have a conversation with that big, scary prospect. Launch that test run of a new product or promotion to see how it will do. And for sure, take 20 or 30 minutes to shut the busy world out and work on your business or on your territory instead of in your business. If fears crop up, just remind yourself, why do I care? Why am I so worried about what they think? They probably aren't coming to my funeral anyway. Well, the fourth of the five fast and furious ways to sell better is managing the arsonist versus the firefighter. Every person, and I mean every person I work with, tells me they are busy, too busy, super busy, crazy busy, too busy to have time to eat or even think, they tell me. And I always ask them, doing what? Fighting fires is often their answer. And I understand that many industries like agribusiness are seasonal. There truly are times when everything is a three-alarm fire drill, planting and harvest, etc. However, there are those people in our lives who operate at the three-alarm fire level all the time. I liken them to an arsonist. If there isn't a fire emergency, they create one. It's important that you first recognize their behavior. Often they failed to do their job or they procrastinated, and now they want you to drop everything to fix the problem or their problem. Or they just thrive on chaos, or they just want to avoid any responsibility for a problem, so they come to you. And why do they come to you? Because you have proven to be a champion firefighter. You handle it. You make decisions. And why do you do it? Well, you tell yourself that it's necessary and someone has to do it. However, maybe it feeds your ego and makes you feel like you are needed. Be very careful, as this can be highly addicting behavior. Now, what to do if an arsonist keeps setting fire to your daily schedule? Well, first, recognize it and don't own it. Let the arsonist know that you will not be able to handle it. And turn it around on the arsonist and let them know that you trust them to handle it. As my sales manager often said to me, if I have to make decisions like that for you, Greg, I'm going to find someone a lot cheaper than you to do the job. I usually got the point and went out and handled my own problems. Now, one last note on this topic. Please understand that you might be both the arsonist and the firefighter. That's right. Often we create our own fires and then feel heroic in our job of putting them out. Number five on today's lessons on fast and furious ways to sell better is called sales gratitude. Now, we are an arrogant bunch, aren't we? We are top performing salespeople, breaking into markets, finding prospects all on our own and landing big accounts. We create results out of thin air. We cultivate customers where there were none. Why can't everyone in the office and in production just do their jobs and get my customers their products? Now, if this sounds like you or your thoughts, then it's time for a little gratitude, what I call sales gratitude. And I want you to take the sales gratitude challenge. Each day this week, I want you to find someone in your life. And since this is all about our work life, find someone in your company or maybe in your industry and go see them. If you can't meet them, do a virtual meeting or call them. Just take 20 seconds and thank them or recognize something very specific that they do for the customer. And try to connect it to the customer if you can. Showing appreciation for what they do for you it's okay. That's nothing wrong with that. But it can come across as self-serving if not done correctly. but connecting their importance in the company to the customer, that gives them a clear vision of how important their role is and how much the customer needs them. Trust me, they don't hear this enough, and they don't always know. Hearing it from a peer like yourself is highly regarded in their opinion, especially a peer that talks directly with customers. That's 20 seconds five times this week, a total of less than 2 minutes. I know that the conversations might take longer than that, but the feeling of gratitude shown by you will last forever to them. Again, they don't hear this enough, sometimes never. Also, find someone not normally in the spotlight. Find someone who quietly does their job. No need for an award or a certificate signed by the CEO. Just your kind words are enough to let them know they are valued. And don't wait. Start right now. Trust me, you will miss them when they're gone. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.